למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בא. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבד שטוב לה. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך, יאי יאי יאי, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך. אי 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 אי, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך.
בוקר טוב.
Good morning. The tens on duty today are the Rivadim group, Chile, Santiago, Croatia, Serbia, China, Venezuela, 10, and 10 number 17 from Petah Tikva.
Reading part number 2.
It is written, before they answer.
Before they call and I will answer, meaning that if you are calling him, then he was already turned to you to give you the awakening to call upon him.
While they speak, I listen. Meaning the measure of the Creator's listening depends precisely on the measure of the longing that appears during the saying of the prayer. When one feels excessive longing, he should know that at that time, the Creator is listening to him attentively. Clearly, when he knows that, he pours out his heart even stronger, for there is no greater privilege than the King of the world being attentive to him. This is quite similar to what our sages said, the Creator longs for the prayer of the righteous. Because the Creator's desire for a person to draw near him awakens great power and longing in the person to crave for the Creator. For as in water of the face to the face, so the heart of man to man. It follows that the saying of the prayer and the hearing of the prayer go hand in hand until they accumulate to the full measure and he acquires everything.
Question for a workshop. What are those longing in the sayings of the prayer that the Creator longs for? Again, what are these yearnings in the saying of a prayer that the Creator longs for? Active workshop. I think it's the same yearning that a person should develop. We develop it specifically in a 10, in a society that a person can develop more of a desire than what he has from his own nature. And that's what we can bring also to each other and also to the Creator.
I don't know what longing talking about. I guess the feeling of maybe pangs of love or whatever.
Every time to turn to the friends and try as much as possible to give them greatness of the Creator, specifically upon the disturbances that come to each one, and goes in that tendency towards the friend. Those are the longings and the prayers.
It's exactly what we will do in the intensity, in a very focused way in the coming hours. We'll try to reconnect with Him. We'll seek to strengthen the connection between us in order to eventually come to a state of dvikut, adhesion with the Creator.
Yeah, it's when a person is engaging in his point in the heart, trying to increase it, trying to give it the right place to try and work with it before the others, before the Creator, and he sees how hard and complex it is. So a prayer wakens up in a person, I guess, for dvikut. And I guess that's the yearning we're talking about here.
The purpose of creation is to return to the longing to the upper force, power of bestowal, to cling to Him. And that means that the creature develops a yearning to return to the roots. This is what all of creation awaits, for that created being to want to return.
These yearnings are us yearning towards one another, towards connection, towards the Creator.
There's a letter of Baal HaSulam where he compares it to a mother missing her son. 25, okay. And when they finally meet, they strengthen the longing by saying, yeah, when you were here, I was there, and we didn't feel each other, but we were very close. So it's all one big emotion, this closeness and these longings that we develop. We develop it through concealment. That's the trick, basically.
Could be that the state of lack of vessels of bestowal, I'm not sure.
It's really in a common area to all of us, an area that's all one big chisaron, lack on our part. In this chisaron, you want to be as adhered as possible to the Creator in order to bring Him contentment.
Lately, I'm really inspired by another question. How does each one awaken all the friends in the group to be burning now? How does everybody awaken everybody in the group to be burning right now?
Active workshop. How to awaken? Yep, we can, we're really influenced by examples, the attitude toward the learning, alertness, and the internal prayer always helps even more to ask that the friends will be in a demand, in a state of demand.
In the corporeal reality, somebody should jump up and scream, friends, come on, let's. But we've done that. It doesn't really help. And to appreciate the moment where we meet together in one desire before Rav, before the writings of the Kabbalists, it's an opportunity to ask for the light to come and correct the connection between us, even if it's 1 centimeter towards one another and towards the dvikut.
Each one asks for his friend. This is the opportunity that each one has. It's the commitment that each one has, because no one can ask to awaken for himself or be burning, but he can do it for the friends. and prayer always helps.
How to awaken? I don't know. Every day we come here, for me it's a miracle. It's upper guidance that watches over us, awakens us, brings us here with an expectation that we will develop more. So the awakening is that we get a prayer from this lesson. If we try and connect, so we succeed.
I don't know, we bring the chisaron that we have. We need to work on it during the day. And these are the most special moments during the day. The only place where a person is at a stage where he can touch something in reality and make any change in it and be somehow close to being human. And it's a great privilege and a duty that compels us to act, to wake up. This is our duty.
As long as we're in avut towards one another, bestowing to one another, and also the ten on duty really helps with this.
I see that each of you is burning and wants only to be included in the friends and adhere to the friends, doing everything he can to, on one hand, think of you, on the other hand, be connected to the Creator and to the light, so that it comes and stays in the connection between us. It gives strength.
Lehagid baboker chazdecha. Lehagid baboker chazdecha. Ve'emunatcha ba'leilot. Ve'emunatcha ba'leilot. Lehagid baboker chazdecha. Lehagid baboker chazdecha. Lehagid baboker chazdecha. Ve'emunatcha ba'leilot. Ve'emunatcha ba'leilot.
Stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth and speak loudly and clearly. In the first part of the lesson, we're going to read selected excerpts about Hanukkah. And we'll continue with silent preparation.